الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال جل وعلا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. My respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The question, who do you love the most and why? The answer, not expected. Lady Diana and Mother Teresa. Why? Because of their love and kindness for the poor and weak. Maybe I've not heard right. The very same question posed to another Muslim youth. Tell me, brother, who do you love the most and why? This time the answer? Pelé and Maradona. Why? Listen very carefully to the answer. Because these people have some kamal in them. They have some excellence in them. Tell me, what is the kamal that these people have? They were the greatest footballers of all time. Do you not know? The very same question posed to a third Muslim. Who do you love the most and why? This time the answer? Michael Jackson. Why? Because he has some kamal in him. What is the kamal? What is the excellence that Michael Jackson has? The answer? He's a remarkable singer. That is, if we consider singing and worshipping a devil a kamal, a good quality. These were answers not given by the kuffar, but by Muslim youth like yourself and I. And this is not just the situation of a few Muslims. Not once was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Not even by mistake was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And this, as I have mentioned, is not the situation of a few Muslims. Ask around yourselves and you will come to know of the reality of the situation. Yes, the name of Lady Diana and Mother Teresa will be mentioned because of their love and kindness. Yes, the name of Pelé and Maradona will be mentioned because of their football. Yes, the name of Michael Jackson will be mentioned because of his music. The name of Shakespeare will be mentioned because of his poetry. The name of Aristotle and Socrates will be mentioned because of their wisdom and knowledge. Yes, the name of Michael Jackson will be mentioned because of his music. But no, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be uttered. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be mentioned. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not come to mind. I ask my brothers, where's the justice in this? If these people are are loved because they have some kamal in them, they have some excellence in them. If some of these people are loved because of their husn, because of their beauty, if some of these people are loved because of their ihsanat, because of their love and kindness, if these people are loved for possessing any one of these qualities, excellence, beauty, love and kindness, then I ask, why does the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not come to mind? When he possesses all three qualities, he possesses the excellence, he possesses the beauty, he possesses the love and kindness. When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses all three qualities, ala darajati al-kamal, complete, then why does the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not come to mind? I ask, if some of these people are loved because of their excellence, then surely, even then, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be the first to come to mind. What do you think is the status of such a Nabi for whom Ibrahim Khalilullah, Ibrahim, the friend of Allah, prayed for whilst building the house of Allah, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Oh Allah, send a messenger from amongst them, send Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, what do you think is the status of such a Nabi for whom Isa, Ruhullah, gave glad tidings of وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَحْمَدْ. Oh people, I give you glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, whose name will be Ahmed. Oh people, what do you think is the status of such a Nabi whose blessed name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is written on the throne of the Creator, is written on the palaces of Jannah, is written on the trees of Jannah, is written on the eyes of angels, is written on the leaves of the Tuba tree? I ask, what do you think is the status of such a Nabi whom regarding the Quran itself says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Oh Muhammad, your sins are forgiven, you are free from sin. What do you think is the status of such a Nabi that when he was born, a light came out of his mother. His mother is in Makkah, a light comes out of her. He said, Lucifer on the palaces of Syria. What do you think is the status of such a Nabi that each and every prophet was only sent to a group of people? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was only sent to a group of people. Isa was sent to one nation. Adam was sent to one nation. What does the Quran say? Open the Quran. It says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرًا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the whole of mankind. He was sent to the jinn, he was sent to the humans, he was sent to every person on the surface of this earth. Listen very carefully, such is the status of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from Taif. It is nightfall. He decides to stop at a place called Batn-e Nakhla. It is time for tahajjud. He wakes up for tahajjud. He engages himself in tahajjud. He begins to recite the Quran. He recites the Quran in such a beautiful voice, in such a sweet voice, in such an eloquent style that the jinn's listening. Inna samina Quran and ajaba. Verily, we have heard a wonderful recital. A force to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That we testify that there is no God worthy of worship. And verily, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Such is the status of this beloved Nabi. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَسَّكْ بَلَهُ جَبَلٌ وَلَا شَجْرٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَكُونَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Whichever tree he passed, whichever mountain he passed, whichever stone he passed, the stone would address him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. The mountain would say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. The tree would say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Such was the status of this Nabi, my brothers. The kuffar want to see a sign. The kuffar want to see a miracle which proves that he is truly the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam points towards the moon in Shaktar Kamar. The moon, on seeing his blessed finger, split into two. The hadith says, Firkatan fawqa al-jabal wa firkatan dunahu. Half of the moon is on one side of the mountain, the other half is on the other side of the mountain. Such is the status of this Nabi, that a Jewish woman mixes poison in roasting mutton and presents it to the Messenger of Allah. The meat itself speaks, Ya Rasulullah, do not eat me, there is poison inside me. Such is the status of this Nabi, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a place called Zawra, he is with the Sahaba, it is time for Salah, there is no water for wudu. What shall we do? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his blessed hand in the cup and water begins to spring forth from amidst his fingers. 300 people perform wudu with the same water. Such is the status of this Nabi. اتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. Allah befriended Ibrahim, he became Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. وكلم موسى تكليما. Allah spoke with Moses, he became Kalimullah, أسمى عيسى عليه السلام, he was created from the word Kun, he became Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. أسمى عيسى عليه السلام, Allah سبحانه subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him for prophethood, he became Safiullah. But when it came to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exceeded everybody's status. He was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became Mahbubullah. Such was the status of this Nabi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Hazrat Musa alayhi salam by calling him to Mount Tur. Allah spoke with him. Allah conversed with him. But when it came time to honor our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not call him to the mountain. He called him to the heavens and he spoke with him. Such was his status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Hazrat Adam alayhi salam by holding the angels to prostrate before him. The Creator didn't prostrate, but when it came time to honoring this Nabi, he said to the angels, "Oh angels, send durood on this Nabi. I, the Creator, I'm going to send durood on this Nabi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yasalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima." Such is the status of this Nabi that on the day of resurrection, the Hadith says, "Ana awwal an-nasi khurujan ila bu'ithu." He will be the first to be raised. He will be their leader. He will be the leader of the whole of mankind when they go towards the mahshar. When even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have the courage to speak, when everyone is full of fear and awe, it is he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is he who will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is he who will offer excuses on behalf of mankind. He is the first to intercede, and it is he whose intercession will be effective. It is he who will be the bearer of the standard of prayer on the day of the resurrection. It is he who will open the gates of paradise. My brothers, such was the status of this Nabi. Yet today, the name of Kuffar come on our list, but the name of Rasulullah doesn't come on this. Why? If it's because of Kamal that we love these people, if it's because they possess this excellence, then tell me, is there excellence? Do they mask the excellence of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then why does the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not come to mind? I ask, if some of these people are loved because of their beauty, if some of these people are loved because of their beauty, then whose beauty was comparable to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jafir ibn Samra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith can be found in Darami and Tirmidhi. He says, one night it was the 14th moon, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the masjid. There was the 14th moon, so beautiful, so bright, so complete. He says, I was looking at the moon. فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْزُلُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَإِلَىٰ الْقَمَرِ. I was looking at the moon and I was looking at the beautiful face of my Nabi. A glimpse at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A glimpse at the moon. I looked at the moon. I looked at the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I wanted to gaze. I wanted to see which is more beautiful. Is the moon more beautiful? Or is the beautiful face, is the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more beautiful? He says, I looked at the moon. I looked at the face of my Nabi. I had to decide that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beautiful than the moon, because he says, as much as I wanted to see the moon, my eyes were transfixed on the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eyes would not move from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَلَوْ سَمِعُوا فِي مِصْرَ أَوْصَافَ خَدِّهِ لَمَا بَذَلُوا فِي صَوْمِ يُوسَفْ مِنْ نَقَدِي لَوَامِي زُلَيْخَ لَوْ رَئِينَ جَبِينَهُ لَآثَرْنَ بِالْقَطِ الْقُلُوبَ عَلَى الْأَيْدِي. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty is known to all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam by giving him half of beauty. When the Egyptian women slandered Zulaykha for loving and trying to solicit Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, she invited the Egyptian women for a feast. And she managed to prepare a round in which they had to take food by night. When she was happy with the arrangements, she called Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam before them. Dazzled by his beauty, they lost their senses. مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. He cannot be a human being. He is not but an angel, and off came their hands. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says,
فلو سمعوا في مصر أوصاف خده لما بذلوا في ثوم يوسف من نكدي. That if the Egyptian people, if they heard just how beautiful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one cheek was, if the Egyptian knew how beautiful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cheek was, then when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was being sold in the marketplaces of Egypt, the gold and silver the Egyptians paid to purchase Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, they wouldn't have spent the gold and silver if they knew how beautiful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cheeks were. لوامي زليكا لو رأينا جبينه لآثرنا بالقطع القلوب على الأيدي. If those women that landed زليكا for loving Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, if these very women, if they had just seen the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, out would have come their heart, they would have cut their heart and not their hands. This was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Jibreel saw our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet says, he said, I have traveled and seen every corner of the universe. I have seen the north, I have seen the south, I have been to the east and I have been to the west. I have seen absolute masterpieces of beauty. I have even seen those whose beauty is worshipped like idols. But when I saw your beautiful face sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had to come to the conclusion that you were a possessor of an incomparable unique beauty. Lekin tu cheez digari, you were something else. How true Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit was when he said, وَأَحْسَنْ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَصْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلْ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرِدَ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Yet the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still does not come to mind. I ask, if somebody is loved because of their kindness and generosity, then whose kindness and generosity was comparable to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was, as the Quran said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. A mercy to all of mankind. My brothers, there is no time for detail. The journey of Taif is known to all. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif to do good. He went to invite the people of Taif towards good. My brothers, he went to invite them to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. How did the people of Taif repay him? They repay our blessed Nabi by stoning him. My brothers, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hurt. He has suffered which no human being has ever suffered before. He is covered in blood. Blood is literally dropping from his body. It is flowing from his body. Jibreel Amin has arrived. All our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to do is raise an eyebrow. All he has to do is indicate and Jibreel Amin will make sure Taif is no more. My brothers, in Shita and Asbik alayhim wa Akshibayn, Ya Rasulullah, if you wish, I will turn the mountainside upon these people. The people of Taif will be no more. What does the Quran say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was a mercy to mankind. He is covered in blood. He is hurt, but the words on his lips are, بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ. If these people do not embrace Islam, maybe down the line their descendants will say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let me take you a step further. A few years down the line, when the Muslims fight with the very same people of Taif, my brother, one of the companions says, Ya Rasulullah, invoke curse upon these people, curse these people of Taif. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his hand. All of them are waiting for the curse. All of them are waiting for the destruction of Taif. What are the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, Ya Rasulullah, Allahumma ahdihim, Allahumma ahdihim, oh Allah, give guidance to the people of Taif, oh Allah, give guidance to the people of Taif, bless the people of Taif with Islam. The Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It was a mercy to all of mankind. Hence, the wife of Abu Sufyan, she chewed the liver of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. She received our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pardon. A step further, Habbar ibn Aswad murdered our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter in such a state that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was pregnant, yet he received our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pardon. Abu Sufyan was the greatest enemy of Islam before embracing Islam. He tried his utmost best to put an end to Islam. It is Fatih Makkah. Muslims have conquered Makkah. Umar wants to slay Abu Sufyan. He wants to kill Abu Sufyan. He wants to sever his head from his body. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits Umar. He says to him, Man Abu Sufyan aminun, وَمَنْ دَخَلَ فِي بَيْدِهِ aminun. Abu Sufyan is safe and secure. Abu Sufyan is pardoned. Whoever enters Abu Sufyan's house, whoever takes refuge in Abu Sufyan's house, he is also pardoned. Every night he spent crying for this ummah. In tu'azibhum fa'innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal aziz rahim. Oh Allah, if you punish these people, then they are your people. Oh Allah, if you forgive them, innaka antal aziz rahim. You are the all wise and you are the almighty. My brother, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the two verses in which the prayers of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam for their ummah have been mentioned. Crying, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his hands, ummati, ummati, oh Allah, what about my ummah? Oh Allah, what about my ummah? Immediately Jibreel Amin is sent, the beloved of Allah is crying. Allah knows why Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. Immediately, go Jibreel, ask Muhammad what has made him cry. Ummati, ummati, ya Jibreel, oh Jibreel, what is going to become of my ummah? Oh Jibreel, I do not know what is going to happen to my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jibreel, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry, as I will make him happy in regards to his ummah, I will not give him grief in regards to his ummah. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never become happy till each and every individual of this ummah enters Jannah. When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed such kamal, when he possessed such beauty, when he possessed such love and kindness, then I ask, why does the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not come to mind? The answer should be what? Muhammad Rasulullah. Who do you love the most? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be the answer. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. You cannot be believers. You cannot be true believers. Till our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more dear to you than yourself. Is more dear to you than your children, is more dear to you than your families, is more dear to you than the whole of mankind. Let us learn what this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means. Let us learn what true love is. Let us learn what this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to. Listen very carefully. The hadith can be found in Bukhari and Muslim. Narrated by Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is the barrel of butter. عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله تعالى عنه says, إني لواقف يوم بدر في الصف فنظرت عن يميني وشمالي فإذا أنا بين غلامين من الأمصار. That in the battle of Badr, I was standing between two youngsters from amongst the Ansar. I was standing between two children. When I saw that I am standing between two youngsters, all of a sudden a thought came to mind. تَمَنَّيْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ بَيْنَ أَضْرَأْ مِنْهُمَا. Only if I was standing among strong young men who could help me in my time of need. These children will not be able to help me. These children will be a burden of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman ibn Auf will have to watch over these children in the battle. He says, this is the thought that came to mind. Well, all of a sudden, one of the children grabbed my hand and said, Ya Amma, Al-Tarifu Abu Jahlin. Chacha, do you know who Abu Jahl is? Or Chacha, tell me, do you know who Abu Jahl is? I ask, وَمَا حَاجَتَكَ عَلَيْهِ. Oh child, why do you ask about Abu Jahl? Oh child, why are you asking about Abu Jahl? A child is asking about Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl is one of the leaders of the Kuffar. His status amongst the Kuffar is like the status of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst the Muslims. And a child is asking about Abu Jahl. The child says, أُخْبِرْتُ أَنَّهُ يَسُبَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Oh chacha, I have been informed that the wretched man reviles Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have been informed that the wretched man insults the Messenger of Allah. I have been informed that the wretched man swears to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to his words. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. The child is saying, I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in. لَإِنْ رَأَيْتُهُ لَا يُفَارِقُ صَوَادِي صَوَادَهُ حَتَّى يَمُوتَ الْعَجَلْ مِنَّا. Oh chacha, I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in. If I see Abu Jahl today, I will not leave Abu Jahl. I will kill Abu Jahl today, or I will be killed by Abu Jahl. Two of us cannot remain on the surface of this earth. Today, I will remain, or today, Abu Jahl will remain. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf says, فَتَعَجَّبْتُ لِذَلِكَ. This child's words left me wonderstruck. What was I thinking, and what is this child saying to me? He says, the second child grabbed hold of my and said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَإِنْ رَأَيْتُهُ لَا يُفَارِقُ صَوَادِي صَوَادُ وَتَ يَمُوتَ الْعَجَلْ مِنَّا. وَكَشَا, if I see Abu Jahl today, I will kill Abu Jahl. I will not leave Abu Jahl alive today. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I saw Abu Jahl dashing about on the battlefield. I said to the children, there is Abu Jahl, go for Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was on horseback, the children were on foot, the children run towards Abu Jahl. One attacked the horse, the other attacked Abu Jahl. Down came Abu Jahl, down came his horse. Abdul Rahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came and severed Abu Jahl's head of his body. One of the boys says, while I was attacking Abu Jahl, his son Ikrama was with him. His son Ikrama attacked me, cutting my shoulder, leaving my arm, hanging by the skin only. He says, I grabbed my arm, I threw my arm over my shoulder, and I kept on fighting with one hand. When I found it too difficult, when I found it too cumbersome, he says, I severed this arm of my body, I placed the arm under my foot, and I lifted myself up, and I grabbed my arm, and I threw it away. What does the hadith say? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. You cannot be true believers till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more dear to you than yourself, your children, and your family. The hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Muslims have suffered heavy losses. Many Muslims have become shaheed. فَصَرَخَ صَاخِرٌ فَلْقُتِلَ مُحَمَّدٍ. The false rumor that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. That our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. Has reached Madinat al-Munawwara. The women, on hearing this news, begin to cry, they begin to scream. The people of Medina have become restless. The women leave their houses. One of the women from the Ansar, she says to the people, لَا تَعْجَلَنَّ بِالْبُكَى حَتَّى أَنْظُرْ. Oh people, do not cry. I will go find out the actual details. فَخَرَجَتْ تَمْشِي لَيْسَ لَا حَمٌّ سِوَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَسُؤَالِ الْآنِ. She leaves the home. She sees a group of people. She goes to these people. She asks, مَا فَعَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Oh people, tell me, how is the Messenger of Allah? We have heard that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. This woman, the response this woman received is that your father was killed in this battle. She said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If my father has become shaheed, we all belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Sooner or later, we are all to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She repeats the very same question, Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh people, tell me, how is the Messenger of Allah? Is the Messenger of Allah fine? This time she is told, her husband is no more. Husband has become shaheed. Yet again she replied, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you cannot be believers till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more dear to you than your wife, your children, your family, and the whole of mankind. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instilled in her heart. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in her every bone. The love of Rasulullah, it was not blood that was flowing through her veins. It was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was flowing through her waist. Yet again she asked, tell me, Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh people, I am asking you about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not receiving a reply. Tell me, how is the Messenger of Allah? This time she is told, your son is no more. Your son has left this world. He has gone to Allah. Your brother is no more. He has left this world. He has gone to Allah. But what are the words on the lips? Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh people, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If my son has died, then we all belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. If my brother has died, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh people, tell me, how is the Messenger of Allah? When she is told, khayran ya umma falan, huwa bihamdillahi kama tuhibbin, that the Messenger of Allah is fine, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe. It was only a false rumor. She insists on seeing the Messenger of Allah. She says, aruniya hatta anzur ilayh, let me see the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own eyes. When she sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she clings onto the Messenger of Allah. Kullu musibatin ba'daka dalalun. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can bear the loss of a father. I can bear the loss of a brother. I can bear the loss of a child. I can bear the loss of a husband. Ya Rasulullah, I cannot bear your separation. Kullu musibatin ba'daka dalalun. Every affliction is eased. Every worry is removed by the blessing of seeing you.